When you have a moment, could I talk to you, officer? Is the chief around, officer?
He's down by the Cosmic Cafe.
He's by the what?
Cosmic Cafe.
A Cosmic Cafe?
Yep.
Is there any chance you could ask the chief that there's a citizen that would like to speak to him?
He'll probably have you come down there to him.
Okay, Cosmic Cafe. Just straight down this road, sir?
Through that yellow sign down there. See where the open sign
is? It the Yellow Deli?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right,
we'll find it, sir. Can I give you a gospel card? Thank you for your hard work.
Hi.
Yes, sir. How are you? My name is Tupos.
How are you?
This is my wife, Amen.
Okay.
So, I'm a peaceful street preacher.
Okay.
Been walking this event, preaching.
All right.
No amplifier.
Okay.
No screaming and yelling.
Okay.
No getting in anyone's face.
Okay.
Was doing fine. I started the day off with one of your officers. I don't know who he is, but I started telling him I'm a peaceful street preacher.
Okay.
Well, he started warning me about, don't disturb the peace, don't disturb the peace. And I said, can I just talk and lift up my voice a little bit like this? This is how I preach right here.
Okay.
Would you arrest me for disturbing the peace right here?
Nope.
Okay. So let me finish.
Okay.
And then I go down and I'm preaching through there and there's a prayer booth.
Okay.
I walk up to the prayer booth. They're people of God. I start talking to them. The man and I were talking. He said, I don't want to talk to you anymore, but you have a right to preach. I said, okay. I backed up in the grass and just stood there and made a video for my website and was calling out how man-made religion is false. That's a whole different topic. The woman got in my face two or three times. The man had to come and get her. They called your officer. I'm walking down the street now, or walking down the sidewalk, peacefully preaching. He says, come here. And I said, am I being detained? He says, yes. I said, for what? He says, assault.
An investigation.
And I said, assault? Where did that happen, sir? And one of the workers here says, I was screaming and yelling in people's faces. I have an entire body cam right here.
Okay.
Never happened. You guys are going to look really bad if you arrest me for assault.
Okay.
And so I said, you can't detain me. Go find the evidence and then come and find me. Well, he went off. I showed him my video. I can show you my video of me talking to those people. I'm standing calm like I'm talking to you.
Okay.
And he says I'm assaulting people.
Okay. Here's the reports that we got. Was that you were getting up at the people's faces.
Never happened.
It was the other way around.
Never happened.
So, okay.
So, but let me ask you a question, Chief. I've been doing this for years, never arrested yet.
Right, you're not arrested yet. So.
Shouldn't investigation happen before he detains me?
No, not always. Not always. So a detain means we're going to detain you while we're investigating. You're not free to go, but you're not under arrest.
Okay. He walked away, so I walked away. So, am I detained or not?
Did he conclude what he was doing, or
I don't know. Showed him our video.
Okay.
He went back to walk where the booth was, and this lady here, one of your workers, was saying I assaulted somebody else up there, and I said that's a lie, never happened. Didn't assault anyone, not in anyone's face. I have my whole preach. You want to go to court? I got my whole preach on body cam. You guys are going to be.
As far as I know, I don't believe any complaints have been signed. You're not in handcuffs.
So let me ask you a question.
And
I haven't asked you a question, Chief.
Right.
So if somebody says I was in somebody's face screaming and yelling and I threatened to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come and just arrest me and take me and charge me without any evidence? Would you do that?
If they're going to sign a complaint for that and come to court and testify, yes.
You will just arrest without any evidence whatsoever?
If they're willing to come
it's amazing I haven't been arrested yet then. Because most police officers go, well, we need some evidence before we do that. Because do you know something, sir?
Mm-hmm.
They hate us.
Okay. I don't know why.
The truth of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Against man-made religion and the culture. Here's a gospel card. I'd like you to have one.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We appreciate officers. I've never been arrested. Every time I see officers, I go, thank you for your service. I don't appreciate that officer telling me I assaulted someone.
Well, and again, that was the reports that we were getting.
You assaulted someone. That's a lie. I said, you lied. He said, no. I said, they said. I said, no. I got it all on audio and video. Said I did it.
Let me ask you this. Did you have their confrontation with you and them on camera?
Want to see it?
You do? Yeah.
We showed it to him and he walked away.
Okay. Then maybe. Well.
But I was detained. I was detained, sir.
You were free to leave at that point.
He didn't tell me I was free to leave.
Okay. Well.
I walked away. So I need to ask you, based on that incident, you're the chief. If I keep preaching, am I going to get arrested today for that incident?
As long as, you don't get up into people's faces, you don't provoke,
Is preaching the truth provoking?
No. What I mean by
what's provoke, sir?
Like, well, I don't. like, get up in your face and...
They got it in my face.
And that's good. Okay. So as long as that's not happening.
But see, your officer should know the difference and say, you know what, I'm going to go investigate this. Mm-hmm. Not detain me and then walk away and not tell me I'm not detained.
Okay.
That's not good police work.
Right. But that's the thing. We detain people to investigate. Doesn't mean you're under arrest. It means you aren't free to go at the moment while we investigate this.
Once but he walks away and didn't tell me. I would still be standing there all this time unless he would tell me you're free to go.
Well, I know, and I apologize because I've been busy as hell up here.
Okay.
And
I just wanted to come and talk to you to show you
also the radio traffic because I know he went down there.
I just wanted
hang on. I know we had a couple different medicals going on also.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that may have been he may have had to go deal with someone who was not breathing.
No,
okay.
I saw him. He went right back to these people. The lady was sitting there making a video of me the whole time in the booth next door. I'm standing from here to here. Preaching and just saying man-made religion is going to deceive you. I'm going to put this on my website. Prayer booths are not biblical. I mean, I can't be arrested for this thing.
No, freedom of
speech. Thank you. I just wanted to come. wanted to come and make contact with the police so that with the chief so they could say this guy came. He didn't run and hide.
I have no problem with freedom of speech. Okay.
Your other officer apparently does.
I don't have any problem.
He started the day by warning me already.
Where I get the problem is if you are getting up into people's faces.
Nope, never do it.
You are provoking an immediate response, which someone, a reasonable person, would consider that as fighting.
You mean physical? Yeah. Yes. No. My. What I'm hated for is my words, sir.
Well, I mean,
Jesus was.
Everybody's entitled to.
Jesus was hated for his words, and they killed him, and they killed the disciples. The churches are lying. The culture's lying.
That's what's wonderful about the United States is that we
Until you have police officers like your other officers.
We have the right for our religion, okay, to choose our religion. We have a right to express our religion.
Right. Okay. And that's what I'm out here doing today. So when I first made contact with your police officer, he was very rude to me and said, don't you be breaking the peace, we'll arrest you. And I'm like, what? Does he go around telling everybody else not to break the laws or they'll be arrested, sir?
Well, some people just don't get it through their head. Some people don't.
He's supposed to be trained, isn't he?
Huh?
He's supposed to be trained,
No, I'm
isn't
talking
he?
About the general public.
Really? I came up to him to tell him I'm street preaching.
Let me give you a for example.
I came up to him to tell him I'm here to street preach.
Let me give you a for example. So we had a lady driving on the sidewalk. Okay. Do you think that's okay? Drive on the sidewalk? We had to tell
her. That's an actual breaking the law,
sir. We had to tell her not to do that. But she thought it was okay. But we had to tell her not to break the law.
But you saw her breaking the law. Did you go and tell her it before?
We got to call.
You didn't tell her not to drive on the sidewalk. You got her when she was doing it. Right. He didn't have to tell me not to break the disturbing the peace because I don't do that.
Okay.
I'm glad I made contact with you. Thank you. You're busy, man.
Yes,
thank you for your time.
Sir, thank you.
I don't plan on being arrested today because I'm going to go back preaching.
That's good because we're so busy and we don't have time for all the paperwork.
If he detains someone, he should do it officially.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing.
We should do it officially.
Right. We go putting handcuffs on you and all that. It's just.
Do you always detain? Handcuff people that are being detained? I'm just curious.
Well,
what if someone's peaceful just sitting there?
No.
Okay. No. So there's no reason to handcuff me. No reason to do nothing.
You weren't handcuffed, were you?
No.
Okay.
No. But what I'm saying is he told me I'm detained. That means I can't go on and do my free speech.
That's right. He's conducting an investigation.
Which he was wrong to do that. Because you got a radio. Go call him. Would you call him and ask him if I'm detained?
He is tied up right now on something.
So by chief's law, am I detained?
No.
Thank you. Love you, officer.
All right. Thank you.